ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages. My name is Jared, and with me is my fort-building, water-balloon-throwing friend, Faith.
Hello.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Fortify, designed by Jason Mack and Caleb Hayward. Artwork created by Kendall Hale and Matt Sands, and published by Barrel Aged Games.
Fortify is a two-player fort building and water balloon battling game. Using a combination of real-time actions, push your luck, card laying, and dice rolling, placing and locking. Has this game brought the right combination of offense, defense, and well-organized fort? Or is it simply a soggy mess? Join us at the kids' table as we discuss.
Faith.
What?
Have you ever built a fort before?
Yeah, we did.
Tell me about it.
Well, we built the one that you showed my sisters how to do. The one with the two rooms. Where you put the blanket and then the bluey table and then the fort.
Yeah, you've made lots of blanket forts, right?
Yeah, I love blanket forts.
Yeah.
And then remember the one that when I had surgery, you had to sleep and I had like a little fort in my Gigi blankets.
Yeah, that's true. On your bunk bed you're talking about?
Yeah, on my bunk bed. And
yeah,
you had to sleep
cool.
in it. And you were like, your bed is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I make forts all the time.
You guys do make forts a lot. It's pretty cool.
I like forts.
Usually you're using blankets and stuff instead of cardboard like you are in this game. Fortunately, there's no water balloons. That would be very messy.
Actually, I don't think you guys would like us using water balloons in the house.
Probably not. That would be a mess.
But you guys did build me that little cardboard house that I played in until I was like 4 years old.
That is so true. I'd forgotten all about that. That's very true.
Until I think Hope was born. Man.
Yeah, then it kind of fell apart.
But it was fun.
It lasted for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Joy loved that a lot. Yeah, so it was like this cardboard house, right? And we had taken a piece of carpet to make it nice and comfortable on the bottom. And it looked like a big old house, and you played it in all the time.
I loved it.
It was pretty cool. You also, I remember when you were younger, would use cardboard boxes to either pretend to be on a boat or be in a car
or drag your sisters around in a train.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we did make a train.
So lots you can do with a cardboard box and some blankets, yeah?
Yep.
Very cool. So this game, Fortify. Shall we talk about how to play and then we'll discuss?
I don't care.
Okay. All right. So Fortify is pretty straightforward. It is played in two parts. In the first part, you're going to build your fort. In the second part, you're going to throw balloons. And whoever is the first to hit the opponent's base of their fort three times is the winner. Now, there are some real-time elements that come into play in both parts. And then there's kind of a pause in between where you kind of reset and get ready for either the next part or the next round. So with that said, to begin part one, which is building your fort, each player is given four face down fort cards. The way these look,
there are different colored cards. They look like little pieces of cardboard with white pieces of tape, and they have different colors on them. And we'll talk about more of what those mean later.
Yeah, so like Faith said, there are different colors, and that's important. That will come up here in a moment in the second half. But essentially, they have different shapes in the cardboard arrangement.
Like corners or long stretches that have little things sticking off of them, or just long stretches, or things with little stretches, and then it has a block.
Yes, that's true. And sometimes there's dead spaces as well. So there's all kinds of variety as far as the different kind of cards in this game. And there are also in the center main board, there's several areas that branch off of cardboard boxes to allow you to connect these cards to the main board and kind of build out and create your fort.
If you have an opening between the spaces, there are little people cards that can give you special resources either during the game or at the start of a round.
Yeah, so what Faith is referring to there is that you want to create either a really big enclosed space like Faith likes to do, or smaller enclosed spaces
like Dad likes to do,
where you can recruit kiddos to join your fort, and that adds extra dice to your rolls for the second half. Or you can recruit builders that will give you more cards for the next round. Or you might recruit a medic who can help your soaking wet friends who have already been hit in previous rounds.
What Dad is saying there is that when you roll your dice, they will have different colored water balloons on them. And you want to match the color that you rolled with either a matching wall color or a matching color of a kid.
Right.
That's when the color of the walls come in and the kids also have colors.
That's right. So that covers four of the six sides of the dice because there are four different colors, red, green, yellow, and blue. Like Faith said there, if you rolled a red, you could apply it to either an opponent's red wall, or you could apply it to a kid who is marked as a red color.
The other two sides of the dice, as there are six sides, have a target on them, which is a Y-old, which at your baseboard, you will see a wild sign with three water balloon buckets. That is where you will place a wild to attack your enemy's base. If you get three on there, then they lose and you win the game.
That's right. And they don't have to be three in the same round. Like, you're only rolling so many dice, so that'd be pretty hard to do. But you can apply a direct hit on one round, and then that will carry over, and then you'll only need two more going forward. You could also use it as a wild to hit something else, but most of the time you are going to want to hit their bases because that's the way to win the game.
There is a block out that it has a little umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And if you roll that, you may block a wild or any water balloon.
Yeah, so as you're rolling, remember, all of this is being done in real time. If you see something that your opponent has applied a dice to and you don't like that, then you can go ahead and add one of your blocks that you roll to that space, and then it will cancel out the attack for that round.
But it has to have an umbrella on the top. You have to have rolled an umbrella.
That's right. And the tricky part is that when you roll, you have to apply and lock in at least one die. So you
can't just take a chance.
That's right. And pushing your luck in that instance. And so there's only so many chances that you get to either apply a block or a direct hit or whatever you want. And of course, you are applying those dice each time you roll. If you don't like your result, you can re-roll the rest of your dice, but again, you do have to lock in one of them. So there's a couple different ways to get bonus dice. And then again, you know, you want to make sure that you're adding in your extra characters when you've got those enclosed spaces so that you can have extra dice from your kids that join your fort as well. And then, like we said, the first person to get three hits on the base will win the game. You keep going through rounds until someone has completed that objective. Typically, the game lasts between 15 and 20 minutes. It does flow really quick. With all that said, let's jump back over to the table and we can discuss. Faith, what are some things that you really like about this game?
I like the take a chance part.
With the dice or with the cards? Because there's really
both. Push
your luck in both, right?
Both.
Yeah. So when you're playing your cards, you get four, but you're only looking at one at a time.
Yeah.
And so you're flipping it over and you have to decide, am I playing this right now?
Or am I going to slough it and am I going to put it on the bottom?
Yeah. And then move on to the next one, right? But the downside to that is you want to go as quick as you can.
Yes, because the cousin starts off in the middle, and if you get done with all your cards, you can grab the cousin, get her die, and then you can place your people too.
Yeah, that's right. So once you're done placing your cards, then you get the cousin, and that gives you an extra die going into the second part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to be fast, but you also want to be accurate because you want to make sure that you're building the right sections so that you can apply new characters. And
because you do only start with one die.
Yeah, that's true. And if you only have one die, it's not going to get you very much, is it?
Nope.
No, it's not. Yeah, I think for me, the really fun part is the puzzly aspect of building your fort and then having to navigate when your opponent starts destroying your fort. How do you rebuild? What do you prioritize? I really like that puzzly nature. And you're all doing it in real time, so you got to think quickly on your feet while you're doing it. So it makes a quick game, but there's some really interesting decisions that go into it as well.
And what you mentioned, I remember when we last played this game, I kept getting a wall that would fit in my space perfectly. And then I built that big wall that could fit like four, I think, people and the two builders. And I thought that was really cool because I kept replacing it every time. And that's a really fun part too.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it was really interesting to see the different strategies. So I would always look for smaller encasings to put one card or maybe two little cards in there so that Faith couldn't knock everything out at once. But Faith would go for these big, this big fort area where you could add like four cards, and she would get it all locked in, which was cool. But then I would like destroy a lot of it, and then she had to spend the next round rebuilding. And so there are bonuses and downsides to both. So it was cool to see all the different strategy.
Yeah. I especially enjoyed I knocked out your player.
Yeah, you did do that. And that was an interesting strategy too, right?
That was.
Like you can decide, do I want to attack the walls or do I want to attack the people? And when you attack the people, they flip over and they're soaking wet. And you can't, like, they're just, that's a dead zone. Like you can't do anything with it at that point unless you have a medic to take care of that. So it's an interesting combination of things. It's a quick little card game with dice, and I think it's a lot of fun.
Me too.
Is there anything, Faith, that you don't really like about this game?
No, except for I've never won it.
No. I do think that you're getting better, though, and I think that...
you are too.
I saw you kind of getting faster as you went, and some of it is luck because you're rolling dice, and so if you don't get the results that you want, then you've just got to be okay with that and make it work the best you can. But I remember one game that we played, I rolled like four targets in one round. And it was like, how do you beat that?
How do you beat that? So I still lost that round, but I did still block one of them.
You did block one, but unfortunately I needed three. So that's just how it goes.
And I already had, I think, one splat.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So the other thing I like about this game is that I think there's some room for giving if you're playing. It is only a two-player game, so if you're playing with you and your child or someone who's a lot younger or less experienced, then you can give them a little bit of a handicap. There's extra things that you can give them. You can either let them start with the cousin.
Like you let me have the cousin one time because I finished almost at the exact same time as you.
Yeah, there's multiple times where I was like, hey, Faith, you can have the cousin this time, which gives that extra die. And just kind of, there's room to be flexible, but also like you could give them extra cards. You could give them some stuff that they start with, things like that.
Or you whispered me in a little experience, like I had trouble with my yellow and then he said, switch the yellow and the green.
Around. Yeah. Yeah. It's really easy to work with your child and kind of show them different strategies, even though it is real time. There's still, it is and it isn't. Like there's a race. Just because you get done first doesn't mean the other person doesn't get to finish. They get to keep building whatever they're doing or rolling their dice or whatever. You just get a small bonus. And so I really like that aspect about real time as well, because in a lot of real time games, there's the chance that you finish really quickly. And then it just means that the other player who wasn't as fast doesn't get to do anything. And it doesn't feel as much fun. But I really feel like this game does a good job of eliminating that.
Well, if that game ever played, I never, ever enjoyed it.
If it was more like that, where you didn't get to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't really have any complaints either. I feel like for what this game is, I'm really happy with it. And I love how quick it is. I love the way that it's really easy to learn. There's not a lot to it. They've got a quick little 7-minute how to play video on their website. which they have a QR code for in their rule book, on the front of their rule book. And it's very easy to learn and get into. And Faith picked up the rules really quick. I will say, if you're playing with, it does say that the game is rated for ages 10 and up. Faith is 8. She did a really good job. The only thing that she kind of struggled with is that the different shapes of the cardboard boxes, it can be a little confusing to understand. You're not enclosing the space just with the cards. You have to actually use the cardboard boxes to enclose the space. And that tripped her up a little bit, but not too bad. So I felt really good about that overall. And I felt like it was something that she could handle. And she was ready. She's excited to teach her sisters about it. And, you know, I'm sure that she and I will play more. And it's something that's easy to get to the table. It's not very big. And since it is a quick game, we can get it out and give it a few plays before it's time to head to bed or go off to the next thing or whatever it may be.
I agree. It is a great before bedtime, 15-minute bedtime story or something. It is a great bedtime game. But I say, if you're like really wanting to play a game and you literally have no idea what to play, I suggest this game.
You like this one, huh?
It's really relaxing and a lot.
It's relaxing?
It's really like logic and kind of like a school project.
It's like a school project?
Kind of.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Did it feel like you were building a fort or like you were in a water balloon fight?
Yes.
I did too. I felt like with the dice rolling all over the place and assigning them to different spots, showing where they hit the things and seeing the characters sopping wet, all that stuff. Like, it really felt like you were in a little water balloon fight. And it is cool that every game is going to be different because your fort's never going to look like the one before because of the different draws that you're going to have, the different variety of shapes and that sort of thing. So I really thought that was cool as well.
I did too.
Cool. You have any other thoughts, or should we go ahead and grade this thing?
Let's grade it.
All right. So with that said, Faith, how many thumbs are you giving this one?
15,000.
15,000? You only have two though.
15,000 thumbs up.
You really like this?
Yes.
Is it one of your favorite games?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I also would give this game 2 thumbs up. I don't know that it's my favorite kids game that we've played, but I will say that I'm really pleased with the uniqueness of it. And it fills this space of being both quick, strategic, and adds the real-time element that a lot of kids games don't have. And so I really like the combination of things going on here, along with the card placement and decision making. So I just think it's got a lot of cool things in it. So really happy with this one. With that said, Faith, I think we'll go ahead and wrap up this kids table episode. Does that sound good?
Yep. Thank you everybody for listening. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it, because I don't know what socials are. Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com or shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find Ian and Jared on Board Game Geek. All these links are in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, whatever that is, and joining the conversation on Discord. All of these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, to Anna Snyder who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Chistelin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as Ian and Jared head back over to the future table. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and card draws be blessed, and may your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
And ever.
And ever. Toodles.